You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Corazon is a Vienna-based consultancy aimed at helping traditional artisans the world over to find their feet. Its offers include free-of-charge tips and pointers on product development and streamlining, as well as public relations and a chance to participate in much-needed cross-border dialogue with other craftspeople and design-minded institutions. This week, Monocle's Alexei Koryalov in Vienna meets co-founder Nadia Zarunyan, who tells him why supporting time-honored crafts is a must in our modern world.
Corazon is a creation of my colleague and my co-founder, Alina Sherban, and it is based on plants that regenerate extensions, that grow roots, like ginger would be like the most common species of that variety. Very much what we try to do at Corazon, we want to like seed something, initiate something, and we just really believe that there's like a self-perpetuating momentum once you like trigger a certain situation. We are developing an open source tool with 7 communities, and everything we do with them is for free, and we pay them and we make sure they are taken care of during the period that we work with. That's for these specific communities, and we also invest into this community. We are working with Nibia Kotai in Albania, in the north of Albania, in a very, very isolated part of the country, and she is a traditional carpet weaver. So that's in Albania. Then we are working with Sasa, who is an IDP, internally displaced person, from South Ossetia in Georgia, and he's living in a big camp of 3,000 people just outside of Tbilisi, a wood sculptor, but he's carving very elaborate boxes. And the third group is a women's cooperative with 2 men in Romania who realized by some accident that Dior had used one of their traditional jackets, embroidered jackets, to go down the runway, and they felt that they lost this knowledge how to do things. It was then picked up by a very big agency, and they made a very funny movie that then led to 3,500 orders that nobody could fulfill in this little town because they didn't know how to do that anymore. And then we're doing pottery in Uzbekistan. And then we are working with a group of reed weavers in the south of Hungary. And we're a female coppersmith in Bosnia. We will then add another, because we are very much focused on Central Europe and Uzbekistan and Georgia. I mean, like going a bit more east, but we then wanted to also add an African community, North African or African community, and that came a bit to a halt because of Corona, the choice of the community, but we want to collaborate there with somebody in Kenya who is specialized on developing digital tools, because in the end of what we are doing with our artisans will become an app probably that will support them in when to get which information from whom or which support they need. More or less, we split it into 3 components. The one thing is like really more like a branding exercise. What is the essence of what they can do, and how could you transport this knowledge and this capacity into the 21st century? The second component is to bring like standardized processes into the handicrafts sector, teach them how to prototype, how to react to a client. But we all do this in a very protective environment, so we do several rounds of prototyping with them and building collections with them so they get familiarized with the processes or how to read a drawing and then translate this into an accurate product, how to replicate it. And the third thing is about visibility. That's very much about PR like making them known to the rest of the world as a community who holds this precious knowledge and is able to realize products in a certain material. I always struggle so much because I'm always told like crafts is a history of the past and it's sentimental and it has nothing to do with our future. Many people still want to continue it. You know, we don't want to end up with only huge corporations, and we have this illusion that everything is so much. But then if you really look carefully, there is a lot, but it gets streamlined and streamlined and streamlined. Mm. So I think this need for individualism and choices and meaningful product and stories behind products has given us a moment of, as a Corona was an opportunity in that way. I think it gave us a moment of reflection, like what do we really need? And I think, I don't know what the data is, I would be curious to see, but I think things have changed. How people buy things, and maybe they surround themselves with things that are more meaningful to them. I'm like, I'm an idealistic hippie of some kind. I see it, and I see it with people around me, and I don't see this as a luxurious choice. It's a commitment of how you want to live. Yeah. And what you want to support, and they are a big part of that.
Yeah.
The artisans.
Nadia Zarunian, co-founder of Corazon. You can learn more at corazon.org. My thanks to Monocle's Vienna correspondent, Alexei Korolev, who conducted this interview. Thanks as well to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.